Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
All right, I think a lot of people are going to relate to this story. Fighting over a bathroom. Brandon, wasn't it you that said there was like one bathroom and four boys or something like
Pretty
that?
Pretty much, yep.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah. How many fights were there over the bathroom?
Well, I learned how to patch walls.
We just went out in the woods.
Well, according to a former Buckingham Palace housekeeper, you notice she's a former because none of the ones there would be talking about this. She says Prince Charles and Prince Andrew used to fight all the time over a bathroom at Sandringham Estate.
It was nothing.
Now, let me ask you. Aren't there like 300 bathrooms in these palaces?
But that was my bathroom.
Yes.
It was assigned to me.
Yes, yes. At one point, the housekeeper says it got so bad that the queen had to get involved. She cites a story.
Stop it.
From Christmas of 1999, where this housekeeper says that, you know, each time you went to the estates, you were assigned rooms and bathrooms.
I told you. I've assigned them.
Yes, you did.
You, but take that bathroom.
But Andrew apparently wanted the one that was assigned to Charles, decided he was just going to place his toiletries and hog the bathroom. But that didn't go over real well for Charles, who knew that that bathroom was allocated for him.
That was his bathroom.
Yes,
his. Of course
throne.
He got upset.
Oh, yes, of course I did, Mommy. I have to have the large Q-tips for my ears.
Well, he confronted Andrew about it, but Andrew said, too bad, I like this bathroom, and he wouldn't take out his stuff.
He's just a spoiled brat.
Yes, he is. And it turned into a standoff, causing the queen to defuse the situation.
Mommy, he's poo-pooing in my bathroom.
He's on your throne!
Off with his butt.
Duty.
The whole family is idiots.
Well, you're part of that family. What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm dead now. I'm not part of that
All
anymore.
All grudges are off after right. death.
Hey, man, I got my own bathroom up here in heaven. I'll sit on the toilet and I died again.
Oh, jeez. All right,
Elvis, come on, dude. You can't die again.
The queen had to tell Andrew that it was Charles' bathroom and he had his own. And by the way, sounds like they were like 15 or 14 or 13. Nope, 39 years old Andrew was. That's right, a little old for this behavior, said the housekeeper.
Of course he did have a 14-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
No one is telling on him, though.
He says, this housekeeper says Andrew had a history of petulant outbursts, which the queen usually just ignored.
Of course, I just ignore him. He's just a lad and a small boy. 39.
He was 39.
39. He wasn't
69.
He wasn't 69.
He was 39.
39. A mere child.
All right, speaking of Her Majesty, she flew on her little helicopter to Sandringham. Is that the helicopter? It sounded like fava beans and Chianti.
We ate his liver with some fava beans.
All right, so she
flew. And a nice Chianti.
Okay. She flew over to the estate to honor her late father.
Here comes the queen.
Andrews, take your Baltimore out of the helicopter and drop some doo-doo on the people.
Duty.
Mommy, you can't let him make doo-doo right here over the kingdom.
Oh, my God.
It's a queendom, you idiot.
All right, look. She flew over there to honor...
Morons.
She flew over there to honor her late father and, of course, to celebrate a place that Philip loved. They call the day Accession Day, and she does like to spend it in Sandringham. because that's where Philip loved to be, and that's where her late father loved to be. And speaking. I had a little too much.
Oh, you're drunky. I can tell. I wanted to take the train to Sandringham, but it was too heavy to fly.
Speaking of honoring, as you know, the Platinum Jubilee is quickly approaching, and it turns out little Lilibet, Harry and Meghan's little girl.
Mama.
Yes, your first birthday doll.
Wearing your little crown.
It falls on the same day as
the
Jubilee.
Oh, they can't make it. That's
How
what you're
dare
saying.
You.
They're going to Chuck E. Cheese in Montecito.
Oh, my God.
June 4th is the birthday. June 2nd marks the anniversary of the Queen's 1953 coronation. Anne ascended to the throne February 6, 1952.
Oh, those were the days, Cabbage.
Yeah.
I kneeled before you.
You
and
had
then
no
later
choice.
On, you kneeled before
oh.
me.
Oh, yes, you naughty boy.
Don't
69.
Say it. Oh.
Stop saying I knew it. Stop it. You two are awful. All right, on little Lily's birthday, the Queen is planning to attend the Derby at Epsom Downs, as well as the BBC's Platinum Party, which will be held at the Palace.
Oh, Platinum Platter Party.
Now listen.
Oh, yes.
They say you really...
Sex Pistols.
They say you really want Lilibet to be there because you'd like to show her off. But with ongoing security issues, it's unclear if Harry, Meghan, and the kids will be able to attend.
Mummy, Grandma, I don't think I can attend. It's ongoing security issues.
Yes, they want to
Shut up, you naughty boy! Get here!
They want to go, but Harry says they must ensure the safety of himself and his family while in the UK.
Who does he think he is?
Prince Harry.
I guarantee your safety. Get your ass over here.
Well, he's trying.
That's telling them, Cabbage.
He doesn't want to miss it, so he's trying.
But don't go into my bathroom.
Oh, don't worry.
I'm telling you, I'm putting tape over the door. I'll know if you've gone in there.
Stay out of his throne.
Stay off of my throne. Stay out of my bathroom.
Okay.
And Andrew, if you do that one more time, I'm going to give you noogies in the shower.
No noogies in the shower, I've told you.
Don't threaten him with a good time, okay?
You'll wake up with a horse's head in your bed.
Not the first time.
That's more like it.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat cake.